Welcome to the Fighting Brain. This is not a traditional martial arts podcast. This is about what happens before the punch, before the reaction, and often even before awareness itself. This is about the brain behind the fighter. And my name is Lara. I'm a German potato. I live in the northern of Germany, and I think my English is good enough to do this English podcast here, but sometimes I mess up with the tense, but I will do my best. So be kind to me, and we will start in the next weeks and month with the brain-based approach. And I'm a brain-based performance coach for professional combat sport athletes. I studied fitness economics in a dual study program, and I achieved several qualifications with focus on rehab and performance. During Corona, I found some opportunities to learn more about the brain-based approach, and I fell in love with that. And now that's not only my job, it's my identity. I have a different perspective on the topic of movement, awareness, and decision-making. It is the perspective of the brain and what kind of information the brain needs to perform. The most important question for our brain is this safe? And for the answer, the brain needs information from your eyes, your vestibular system, and your proprioceptive system. A martial artist and a combat sport athlete must constantly process a wide range of sensory information. What can I see? How clearly can I see? Where am I in relation to my surrounding? What sounds and smells can I detect? For example, I work with the Brockstring bone construction headphones that directly stimulate the vestibular system, vision charts, and sometimes with a laser pointer. And every fighter has their own unique fingerprint, so every training is specific and individual. And in the next few weeks and months, we talk about your brain. And I'm happy to be here. And we start now with some basic information about the podcast. Let's go. Fighting is not just a physical game. What you see in the ring or on the mat is only the final result. Before every movement, every decision, there is a process happening inside your brain. And in combat sports, that process decides everything. Today, I want to break this down in the simplest possible way, in input, interpretation, and output. Because if you understand this system, you understand your brain performance. And it's not just how fighters move, but why they react the way they do and why some fighters perform under pressure while others don't. The first step we want to talk about is input, information coming in. Input is everything the brain receives from the environment and the inside of your body. In martial arts, that includes what you see, what you hear, and what you feel. You see your opponent's movement, distance, and timing. You hear footsteps, breathing, and impact. You feel your own body, balance, tension, and position. At any moment, the brain is getting far more information than it can consciously process. So its first job is filtering what is important right now and what is not. This filtering already shapes performance before any decision is made. The second step is interpretation and what it means. After filtering, the brain tries to understand what the information means. It asks, is this a really attack? is the distance closing or opening, and what is likely to happen next. This process is not objective, it is predictive. The brain is always working with patterns from past experience to predict the future. So in fighting, you are not reacting to reality directly. You are reacting to your brain's interpretation of reality. And this is so important. You are reacting to your brain's interpretation of reality. Better fighters don't just see more. They interpret faster and with more quality. The last step is the output. We call it the action. Output is what the body does in response, striking, defending, moving, adjusting position. It also includes reaction speed and reaction speed, timing and decision making under pressure. But output is never independent. It depends completely on input and interpretation. And if input is unclear, output can be slow. If interpretation is wrong, output can be wrong. If the system is overloaded, output becomes delayed or chaotic. The main point behind this brain-based approach is that fighting performance is not just physical. It's a processing system. The better the input selection and the faster the interpretation of these input, the better the output. In combat sports, the brain always goes first. In the next weeks and episodes, I will go deeper into specific parts of this system. We will look at topics like perception, how fighters see, notice, and choose what is important under pressure. We will break down decision making, how choices happen in a split second, and why some fighters pause or slow down while others act fast and clean. We will also talk about movement optimization, how the brain controls movement in real fighting situations, not just in drills. And we will even look at small details that are often ignored, like the effect of a mouth guard on breathing, tension, and how you feel and react in sparring and fights. Because at a high level, small things matter. Everything has an effect on performance and on your brain. And finally, I just want to say thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. And I am honestly grateful that you take the time to listen to a German potato talking in English about fighting and the brain. It really means a lot. And welcome to the fighting brain.